İslam birliğinin bir parçasıdır Hristiyanlar da. İsteyen her İslam
Christians are also part of the Turkish Islamic Union. Everyone in Christian countries bordering on Muslim countries can join the Turkish Islamic Union. They are invited. They can join if they want. They will be welcomed with joy. That's why Turkey will be leader of Muslims and Christians and Jews. And it will offer them all peace, security and justice. Turkey is in any case leading them at the moment. It's leading in Bosnia and in Iraq. It is leading in Afghanistan, everywhere. The Turkish army is met with joy wherever it goes, but its scope will widen still further. Since the Turkish nation is very affectionate and delights in love and friendship, our people feeds others rather than eating himself, gives drink to others rather than drinking himself. At bedtime, gives the best bed to guests rather than taking it for himself. Jews are very docile and dignified people. Do you include them in the Turkish Islamic Union also? Sure, they will be exceedingly contented. They will be able to pray in their synagogues as they like and will get involved in trade as they wish, as it was during the Ottoman times. By all means, they may conduct business as they wish in the entire region. As a matter of fact, they take abundance to wherever they go. Jews are very capable people. They do commerce, establish industrial facilities, and carry out certain tasks. They have doctors and engineers, and they are intelligent people. We will open the doors for them and pave their ways. They may operate as they wish, but the only matter is to provide security for these people and make them comfortable. But power must definitely be on the Turkish side.
Ermeniler, Museviler.
We will turn the earth into heaven for Armenians, Jews and Christians. This is very important and our Muslim brothers will in any case live a life similar to the one in heaven. But they are also the people of the book and they are Allah's entrustment to us. Nobody mentions their sufferings and how Christians in Israel are in fear of death. For instance, no one knows they cannot leave their monasteries and churches and how they are under oppression. There is infliction upon the devout Jews. And nobody knows about that also. They are very poor and in a wretched condition. Recently, a rabbi friend came from Israel and he is under similar circumstances. He is very cute and I caressed his beard. He is full of affection and love, mashallah. I described how they would be in security under the Turkish Islamic Union and this lovable man cried. He is fond of the idea very much and said, Inshallah, we would be the means for this. And Allah would make us an instrument in making this real. It's really important to live in mutual happiness, tranquility, abundance and blessing with our neighbors, whether it be Christians or Jews. In other words, saying, you stay hungry, let me be full, it's not appropriate. Therefore, when considering the Turkish Islamic Union, we have to take into account Armenia. We cannot say, we don't care about you because you are not Turkish or Muslim, we are not interested. Since in the Quran we are aware of the morality that makes them our brothers, this is the virtue that the Quran teaches us. We understand that we need to protect the people of the book in the Quran.